And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success Morning Coffee. I am your host, Wes Tankersley. It is Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you guys did the things that you wanted to do. I, for one, got a lot accomplished and was thinking about it the whole time, you know, thinking about the things that are going on around me as I'm doing the things that I'm doing. So it was kind of funny because Saturday, my daughter had this little reading competition and I wasn't able to go because I had to watch Nolan, who, you know, he's two, he's running around in circles. This reading competition was in like a classroom setting where it was what it was. So I had to meet with, I set up things on the weekend, you know, and do the things that I can do to make sure that things around the house, because those, you know that we have 3 acres out in the country. It's the first time that we've had, you know, we've lived out in the country. There's a lot of things that are going on. Welcome, Bacon Lover Nikki and Michelle over on YouTube. If you guys haven't joined the YouTube, go on over there. I'm at 2399, just about 2400 subscribers on YouTube, and you can get into the conversation over there. And I'm starting to think about ways of getting other people involved in there. So anyway, back to that. So we had a little kind of like water situation in our house where if you have a well or you live in the country, you know that, you know, most people are used to having like city water. So there is no well, right? Like the water, the city provides you with the water out of the big like set of well that they have, right? They pump your water, they send it to you. Well, when you live in a country, they drill a well. Like they actually bring this rig truck out, drill the well, and you get all your water from the ground. You know, that's where water comes from, if you guys didn't know that. But you're basically taking it right out of the aquifer to the ground. And so depending on where you're at, there might be sediment, there might be, you know, odor, lead, or not lead, iron, sulfur, all kinds of stuff in the water. And so we've kind of dealt back and forth with that, you know, in the last 9 months that we've lived here, trying to figure out the best way to set it up. I had the builder put in a water softener, which kind of was a mistake on my behalf because I should have had this people that I had come over, Connecticut. I had them come over and take a look at it. Pain train in the house, long time no see, my friend. But I had Connecticut come over. They kind of went through the water. And this isn't the first time that I've had someone come over and take a look at the water. I had Colgan come take a look at it as well. But the water softener that we have is really not the best one for the type of situation that we're in. I didn't really know that. But that's what happens when you have the plumber. So now, like, hindsight's 2020. If I would have gone back, I would have called Connecticut, had him come over and do it in the first place. And so, anyway, they came over, they take a look at it, and I stuck a filter in front of that. And it's funny that Michelle's talking over on TikTok. She's like, you need a whole house filter. And you're right. I did. That's exactly what I needed. So anyway, I went and I put a filter in there. And the guy from Colgan was like, hey, this will do odor. It seems like this is the issue. Whatever. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. He goes, I don't want to put something in there and not be able to help you. So if you have a plumber or someone who can stick this, you know, he'll get one of those 20 inch blue filters, put it in and stick this type of filter in there and it'll kind of filter out the odor. Well, I stuck that in there about 3 months ago and it ended up like, filtering out the opposite. The water started like our water started getting, restricted. So like, get in the shower and anywhere else that you are, you turn the washer and dryer on, the pressure drops, blah, 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 blah. Well, what the hell is the problem here? Well, it had plugged up that filter because there was sediment in there and there's a lot of sediment inside that filter and it plugged it up and it was restricting the water flow. So back to the Colgan guy, hey, what should we do? He kind of told me, hey, you know, maybe you need to change that filter out, put a sediment filter in there. If it's getting plugged up, then that's the wrong kind of filter. I'm like, okay, flip it out and then talk to the builder. Start going through a bunch of things and end up with a Connecticut guy in my house on Saturday to ask him the questions about what's going on. And he basically showed me this different type of filtration system that they have where it's actually 5 filters, not one. So it does the odor, it does the sediment, it does a couple other things. And then also, you know, and it's funny, I say he talked me into it, but I'm a salesman. I've done the research. I've went through there and I've looked through all the things that I needed to do and then ended up asking me, you know, hey, maybe you should try this too. And now we have the whole house filter going in and this big giant sediment type filter going in as well. But we ended up taking out the blue filter. And it's like, if I would have just called the right person for the job, not the plumber who doesn't deal with, and the plumber's great. He does a really good job, but he doesn't deal with water every single day, you know, in the sense that the science of the water, he deals with making the water come to the faucet, not what comes out of the faucet. And so anyway, lesson learned. We got a guy coming over this Friday to change out that filter for a different type of filter and put an RO system in, and we're going to have really good water. And hopefully that's one of the things that we don't have to mess with anymore. But that was kind of my weekend. Then yesterday I went out and I went through and started cutting out a whole bunch of weeds around our trees that we planted last year, 14 trees. My buddy let me borrow this brush hog thing that he has. And I went out and I kind of cut up all the weeds around the trees, got that cleaned up. And now I need to do some more work. But it's like, it's a never ending story. But the point of this whole situation is that it is very satisfying for me to do those things, to go out and see the work that I'm doing and the things that are happening on this property that I have. Now, it gets a little overwhelming. So I'm sitting here going, I started with, there's like 14 trees and I'm running this thing around it, which is a little bit small for the job that I had. And luckily my friend had this machine that I could use that, you know, kind of helped me out, but I need something bigger and that's not going to happen right now. I jokingly posted on Facebook, if anyone has a tractor that they want to, store at my house or a skid steer. I jokingly posted it, hoping, kind of fishing, that I could get someone out here with a tractor to just park it on my property so I could use it whenever I wanted. But anyway, I wanted to jump into something that I saw yesterday. And I downloaded a book the other day, and it was probably the wrong book. I have a couple credits on Audible, which I talked to you guys about books and things like that, that kind of give me inspiration and keep me moving and going, things like that. And I was thinking, you know, I listened to Arnold Schwarzenegger's book. I wonder if Sylvester Stallone has a book, because they're kind of in this huge competition back in the 80s, 90s. And looking through it, and I downloaded this Sylvester Stallone book, and I'm like, you know, this is probably not what I want to listen to. But in that, I was sampling Mel Robbins' book, who Mel Robbins, if you don't know, she's kind of like a motivational person. Really cool story. Heard her talk on Lewis Howes' podcast, and it was interesting how I was just kind of scrolling through, and I had sampled her book, and I'm going to download it. That's the next one I'm downloading. I'll finish the Sylvester Stallone one, because, you know, I kind of paid for it in a roundabout way, but his is more about like working out and things like that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through this thing that I saw about Mel Robbins, because when I was sampling her book, I should have downloaded it and I just didn't. I was just like, I'm going to try something different. And then I saw this thing post up on Instagram, and I want to talk to you about it. So this is called No One Is Coming to Change Your Life and 7 More Truths You Need to Hear. And that kind of hit home with me. It's like a lot of people who listen to the show, a lot of people who know what's going on, understand that and are working towards goals and changing things. And it was funny. I was listening to, someone sent me over a podcast, and I was like, what makes this one different? And really the only thing that makes this podcast different from other ones is that I'm the person who's hosting it. But there is so many people, and it's a very watered down spot. Podcasting, motivation, those types of things. It's a really watered down thing. There's a lot of people who have motivational podcasts. There's Tony Robbins, there's Lewis Howes, there's Grant Cardone. There's like all these people who have these motivational podcasts. And mine is called Shaping Success. And the reason that I created it was to show people that success is generated by you, and you are the person who creates it, and you do the work, and it is what you want it to be. If you want to flip burgers, if you want to be a salesperson, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to do all those things. And it's through my life experiences that I've learned how to continue to want to be better every single day. And it goes down to the little things like my yard that I take pride in and like seeing that self-satisfaction. So anyway, the reality for me is that it's doing the best that I can do every single day and trying to be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday. And so it's funny, someone sent me a podcast and I was listening to the guy talk about it, and that's my definition of what the show's about. And the guy's reading off his definition of what the show's about, and it's the exact same thing that I said. And I'm sitting there going, has this guy heard mine before and he's copying me, or is this just a universal thing? And I had to think about it. It's like you get that imposter syndrome. Is like, is this just a universal thing? Is my podcast that good? Is this person, and what it is that makes this the way that it is for me is me. That guy doesn't have my experiences. That guy doesn't have the things that I have. And so I'm kind of having this like in-between thing where I'm trying to decide, is this what it's about? You know, I've got the logo Shaping Success back here. Is that really what it's about? Is it or is it me? And so there will be some changes, you know, and there has been changes. And that's the way that the show's gone. It's a work in progress over and over again. So here are some things, though, as I'm looking through this, it's like this kind of hit home. And it was kind of an indicator to me that I needed to listen to her book and kind of go through and listen to some other things to kind of be inspired, because that's what it is. There's inspiration for me every single day. And maybe that guy heard my podcast and he's inspired by me to do his own. But maybe he didn't hear mine, and maybe he heard Lewis Howes just like I did. It was inspired to continue to do the things that I do. So here we go. The title of this thing, and you can follow Mel Robbins on, and she, I don't know her, but I think she has some good stuff to say. Is no one is coming to change your life. Okay. No one is coming to change your life. The only person who can change your life is you. And I think once we figure that out, and once we continue to work through that, there's a lot of things that we can change, but we can't change until we realize that it's up to us to change our life. So here we go. Number one, your dreams are your responsibility. Okay. Your dreams are your responsibility. A lot of this is about taking ownership in your life. All right. If you're waiting for somebody to give you permission or discover you or pick you, got news for you. No one's coming. Okay. No one is going to do that for you. Listening to Adam Carolla the other day talk about, like, I can't remember what the word they were using, but he was talking about, like, it basically the gist of the conversation was, you were born into who you are, okay? And it was as simple as this. You were born male or female, and you had no choice over that. That was your circumstance. Now, you can do whatever you want with that situation, or you were born into a poor family, and you don't have money. Well, there's nothing, you know, like, people think that that opportunity is not there because of your circumstances. Well, your circumstances do not define what you can do. What defines what you can do is yourself. And you have to realize that you must be willing to do the work. And if you're not willing to do the work, you can never change your outcome. Do the work. It doesn't matter if you don't have money. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. You can change your situation if you are willing to do the work. No one is going to do it for you. It is up to you. And that's what I liked about, what I love about that. It's like, it's up to you. You can be stuck. You can make $100 a week, or you can go make $1,000 a week. You can go do whatever you want, but you have to be willing to do the work. No one's going to do it for you. It's not going to just happen. It's not a handout. And a lot of people sit around and they wait for the handout to happen. No one's coming. Do the work. You need to kick your own ass. Okay. Stop waiting for the perfect time, the perfect plan, and the perfect moment. What you need is to kick your own ass. What movie was that? I'm kicking my own ass. The universe rewards people who take risks, not those who are playing it safe. So if you want to change your life, you need to be the hero of your story. And this is really, this whole thing, this whole little clip that she's got going on here is about taking charge and changing your life and being the person who does that, okay? Sometimes you need to kick your own ass. Sometimes you need to be the one who is, most of the time, you need to be the one who is going to take, you know, the bull by the horns and do the shit that you need to do to get that happening, all right? Take the risk. There are little risks, there are big risks, there's lots of risks. I took a huge risk, okay? I worked at a job that, you know, paid pretty well, had good retirement, things like that. And went back to college, took a huge risk, went back to college, got a degree, and we had to live a little bit cheaper for a while because I didn't have a job. I could have had a job, but my wife was like, you know, you need to concentrate fully on school, which I truly appreciate because it allowed me to get my degree a lot quicker and allowed me to work my butt off, allowed me to do the best thing that I could to get a good grade so that I could graduate. But I had the choice, right? I had to be motivated. I had to do the work. I was the person who did that. All right. It was a risk. I got another job. And a lot of people, this is the low risk thing. It's like, all right, I got this job. I'm a teacher. I'm an educator. I've got a really good retirement. All I have to do is work for 40 years and I'll be rewarded with this pension that will pay me. Did it for 4 years, hated it, went back and got a different job where I was 100% commission. All on me to make money. Okay. What did I have to do? I had to walk in there and I had to work my ass off, become a good salesman and make the money. It was all on me. It wasn't like I was just going to show up to school every single day and teach those kids and then end up with a paycheck at the end of the week. It was, I had to go in there and bust my ass. And if I didn't work hard, then I wouldn't get a reward, right? Big risk, 100% commission versus something that is very comfortable and can happen. Now, with that, I was able to make a ton more money than what I was making as a teacher. But had I not taken that risk, that would have never happened. I wouldn't be sitting in the studio. I wouldn't have this house. I wouldn't have the things that I have. So the risk is very, very important. And it can be rewarding and it cannot be rewarding. So there are days where I go out there and I don't complete one sale and I make $0 that day. And then there's days when I go out there and I complete four sales and I make a lot of money. But without taking that risk, the opportunity would never be there. Chat room on YouTube is going crazy. Appreciate you guys for all being here. And we'll address some of those a little bit later. Men of the House says, thank goodness for wives and partners. Yes, because those people are the people who kind of ground you and help you to take those opportunities that you want. It's very helpful. All right. You don't need permission to take action. You don't need permission. You need to take action. You're always waiting for someone to tell you that it's the right thing to do. Why? Here's the truth. The people in your life get what they want are the ones who, The people in life that get what they want are those that aren't waiting for an external force to validate their dreams, to inspire them or give them permission. It's the people who realize that success, happiness, and control comes from an internal force, which is you. We talked about intrinsic and extrinsic motivation, right? The internal force is an intrinsic motivator. It is something that comes from within, which you are willing to do and you're willing to work for, right? Intrinsic. Extrinsic is from an outside force. So I could be sitting here waiting for someone to tell me that it's okay, or I can know that no matter what I do, it's okay because I'm the person who is in charge of that. Be intrinsically motivated. Let it come from within. I always talk about exercise because this is something that I'm struggling with right now. I woke up this morning and I want to go out there and I want to exercise, but I'm also thinking about all the other things that I have to do and am I going to have time and do I really want to do it? I'm not quite intrinsically motivated yet. I need to want to have to make that happen. I have to do that. I'm going to get there, but I'm not quite there. But if I want to change that situation, if I feel like I'm overweight, if I feel like I'm out of shape, if I feel like I don't look good, the motivator is for me to be better and to look better. I need to make sure that I go out and do that. Be intrinsically motivated. It has to come from you. Number four, if you don't, see, this is perfect because it like just leads into the next thing, right? It just reads into the next thing. If you don't feel ready to do it anyway. Take the advice. This is advice that I'm giving you and I need to take it at hand myself. And that's what I love about this is me telling you, this is what I need to do. You're never going to feel ready. You're never going to find the perfect time. You're always feel nervous right before you start. You don't want to have to, you don't, won't have all the answers. And yes, you're going to screw up a few times. Do it anyway. It's hilarious because I don't know, but I always feel that God puts me in this situation where I'm around the people that I need to talk to or be inspired by. And this water guy that was over here, we were talking about what I'm doing. Well, I'm doing this. I've done this podcast for almost 5 years now. I am starting to do some social media with my job. If you notice, like I'll post that to my story on Instagram because that's kind of the main place, Instagram, Facebook, that my job does what they do. But I'm doing these videos for them. And so you'll start to see more and more videos of what I'm doing about what I actually do on that Instagram page. And it's funny because he was talking about, well, I'm going to do a YouTube page and I'm going to talk about water and I don't see that on there and I don't know what this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I was like sitting there going, I'm like, dude, we overthink it. I overthought it so much when I started my podcast. I overthought everything that I was doing. What if I do this? What if I do that? Why can't I upload it? Why can't I do this? And you find these excuses of why you can't do it. Well, I'm not ready. I don't have a right camera. I don't have this. I don't have that. And at that point in time when I was there, it was like, it didn't matter what I had. What could I use? I had an iPad and I recorded it. And I spent forever trying to figure out how to get it on Buzzsprouts, which is a podcast platform because I just think in audio. But I also posted on YouTube. It's really simple to start a YouTube channel. It's really simple to record something. Everyone has a phone. Everyone has a phone that has a camera on it. It may not be the best, but it has that, and your voice can be heard just by doing it. So do it anyway. It doesn't matter how shitty it looks. Like I told you, go listen to the first episode. Go watch the first episode. Whatever, it's all here. It may be a long way down there, but where it started versus where it is now is completely different, and it will change over and over again because I started it and I did it. You'll never be ready to start. Just start. So I'm fired up about this, if you guys haven't noticed, because this is really good stuff. Big changes happen with small daily actions. Okay, this is number 5. Do one thing that moves you in the right direction of your dreams. Do one thing. Okay, here's a list of things that you could do to do one thing to start that. And one thing that I've told you is if there's something that you want to do and you don't know how to do it and you're not sure, but you see someone else doing it, reach out to them. 90% of the time that they're doing this, they're wanting to help you be better. Reach out to them. Okay, ask them. They didn't invent it. Someone helped them along the way. Maybe they have some advice for you. And that's what I liked about, you know, doing the interviews is there are people who have these advice for you. And I'm looking for those people who are not like really self-serving. They want to share their story. They want people to see what they're doing. And that's why I've stopped doing them, is because I haven't really just been inspired by a lot of the people. Like, it's the same story over and over again. How are we going to help these people? Make a phone call. Sign up for a class. Send an email to that person. Quit the job. One of the toughest decisions that you ever make. People are like, I can't do that. I'll never find anything. Sometimes you have to take a step back to move forward. That's all there is to it. Sometimes you have to, we talked about, there's an episode where I talk about the hamster wheel where you're running in a circle. Sometimes you have to step off the hamster wheel to move forward. You're in a wheel. You're running around. That's your job, right? You're doing the same thing over and over again. Well, you may have to get uncomfortable, get off that wheel because this is, you know the path, get off. Now go down a different path. It will help you to be better. Sign the lease. Move. Some people say, well, that can't happen. I can't afford this. I can't afford that, blah, 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 blah. Well, you have opportunity. There is opportunity everywhere. You can move. You can get yourself out of the, you know, the projects. I say that because that's like one of the things that you hear. Like, you can get yourself out of that house, that, or that neighborhood, that whatever. You can do it. It may not be in the same place where the same job is. You might have to drive a little bit further. You may have to get uncomfortable doing something to stay in the same job. You may have to work harder. You may have to get a second job. Whatever it is, take the jump, take the leap. This one's about relationships, which I don't really have. Break up for real this time. Break up with a person, break up with a job, break up with a bad relationship that you have with whatever that bad relationship is. Okay. Keep doing it. The book, Just Shut Up and Do It. Who is that? I'm going to check that one out too. If you're outside, this is number 6, if you're outside your comfort zone, this is going back. Like, this is great because it ties everything into each other. As you start working towards the things that you really want to do, you're not going to feel ready. You're going to feel outside your comfort zone, and that's normal. When you start to feel like you're stretching yourself and you're sticking your neck out there and you're taking some risks, that's amazing because you're growing. All right. This is like working out. We talked about this. Arnold talks about this. And this is life. Like, you're working out your brain. You're expanding. You're doing more. Arnold was talking about lifting weights. How do you get stronger? Your body is conditioned to do a certain amount. So like, it could do 25 pounds. Perfect. No problem. No pain. No stress. No nothing. Well, you're already there. That means that 25 is not enough, right? 25 isn't going to make you stronger, but 25 is going to keep you where you're at. You add 5 more pounds, all of a sudden you're sore, you're tired, it hurts. Guess what? That's the growth. That's outside your comfort zone. That's where you feel it. That's what it is. Okay, so remember that. You have to get uncomfortable. You have to get sore. You have to get tired. These things you don't like are the things that are going to make you better. Okay? Outside. You'll never grow if you don't. And this is the last one. Okay, this is great. Ties it all in together. Just like I said, this is a perfect slide. If you guys don't follow Mel Robbins, go look. It's like the number, I don't know, 5th post in her thing right now. And it's a one of those carousel posts where you can just scroll through it. It's perfect though. And I would tell you this, she didn't learn all this stuff on her own. And this may be her information, but she got it from somewhere, right? And I'm getting it from her and I'm sharing it with you because it's something that really moved me, helped me move forward. Okay. What's up, Lindsay, over on TikTok? Repeat everything that we just talked about. You must do it over and over again. Repeat, 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 repeat. I didn't become a good salesman over, you know, 1 or 2 days. It took me 5 years to get where I'm at. I did not become good at talking and doing this podcast. I had to do it for 5 years, and I'm going to continue to do it, and I'm going to repeat it over and over again. If you want to be better at something, you must continue to repeat it. You have to do it. No one is coming to discover you, to find you, to date you, or to rescue you. Your life is your responsibility. Your dreams are your responsibility. And the only person whose permission you need is your own. That's it. The only person you need is your own. Go check that post out. Really got me on fire. Really got me excited. I hope that it helped you guys out too. If you want to help the show, please go to patreon.com/WesTankersley. Go join there. As little as $3 or $4 a month. You can get set up. You can go. You can do that. Subscribe to the TikTok channel to see this. Make sure you put the notification on so that the bell, so that you get to hear it anytime you want to. Appreciate you guys hanging out here. Full episodes will be on TikTok now too, because I figured out a way to post them there. Follow the YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube. That's the cheapest way you can help anything. Subscribe, follow, comment, do those things. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.